Welcome, everyone. It's time for some good stuff. With the good stuff, I can't help but talk to you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Just go to tsln.com. Reputable, outstanding Tri-State Livestock News.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Hunt and fish like a local. Do your research. Learn about all of the public land Cherry County has to offer for hunting and fishing. Or find an outfitter to have exclusive access to some of the prime hunting grounds in the region. It all starts by going to visitvalentine.org.
Hey, Mike, I've got a quote of the day.
All right.
All right. The problems of this world cannot possibly be solved by skeptics or cynics whose horizons are limited by the obvious realities. We need men who can dream of things that never were.
And who is that from?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, well, there you go.
What do you
got, Mike? We're in this patriotic period now.
Absolutely.
Counting down to Flag Day and then the America's 250th.
I know.
So, of course, we know the national flag is the Stars and Stripes. The Great Seal features the bald eagle and the Eye of Providence. Do you know what the national motto is?
In God we trust.
That's right.
Very good.
They have another one of those, which I think is E Pluribus Unum, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
The national anthem is, of course, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Of course.
The national march is the Stars and Stripes Forever. The oath of allegiance is the Pledge of Allegiance. The national mammal. Do you know what the national mammal is? Yeah, the bison. The American bison.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
The national bird?
Eagle.
The bald eagle, yeah. The national flower is the rose.
Oh, very.
They have the Rose Garden at the White House.
Yes.
Remember? The national tree is?
Surely it must be the mighty oak.
Oh, yes, it is. The national colors, of course, are red, white, and blue. And the national monument officially is the Washington Monument. So, some symbols of the USA here in our 250th year. So, it seems that a man in Florida supermarket tried to buy a half a head of lettuce. The very young produce assistant tells him that they sell only whole heads of lettuce. The man persists and asks to see the manager. The boy says he'll ask his manager about it. Walking into the back room, the boy said to his manager, "Some idiot wants to buy a half a head of lettuce." As he finished his sentence, he turned to find the man standing right behind him. So he added, "And this gentleman has kindly offered to buy the other half." The manager approved the deal, and the man went on his way. Later, the manager said to the boy, "I was impressed with the way you got yourself out of that situation earlier. We like people who think on their feet here. Where are you from, son?" "Green Bay, Wisconsin, sir," the boy replied. "Well, why did you leave Green Bay?" the manager asked. The boy said, "Sir, there's nothing up there but prostitutes and football players." "Really?" said the manager. "My wife is from Green Bay." "No kidding," replied the boy. "What position does she play?"
Cute. Talk about a save. There it was. We received something from Lavella Miles just recently. She shared with us American Essays. It's actually all works by Dan Valentine. A lot of really good stuff, you might say.
So do you have a few things out of that today for us?
I do. Thoughts about grandmothers. A good grandma can cure most of the family's ills. That's a Chinese proverb. Here's another quote. A mother works hard at bringing up her children just right so she can become a grandmother and spoil her grandchildren. Reddick said that. Here's a Swedish saying about grandmas. Where there is a grandma in the house, the children always have a friend. And by Thompson, grandmothers can get along with anybody, with the possible exception of grandfathers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here's another one about grandmas I liked. Becoming a grandma brings a renewal of love, a deepening awareness of the continuity of life. And grandmas take all the praise while mother does all the work. Oh, not quite sure about that one.
Sometimes they get mixed up.
Yeah, probably. A typical grandma today wears chic little outfits. As often as not, she looks smarter than her daughter or granddaughter.
Oh, there you go. You
That's
better save some of those for another program.
All
those
right.
are pretty good. All right. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for the good stuff.